Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. I'm Pastor Sarah. I'm one of the pastors here, and it is my great joy to welcome you to worship this evening as we celebrate the coming of the Christ child, God with us, and we are going to have a lot of fun roaming around through the story as we know it so well, but through the eyes of a child. So, to get us started, I invite you to stand up and let's sing our opening song, O Come All You Faithful.
Thank you.
if you look over here, where behind Isaac, we are going to light some very special candles first. So we have been waiting for this day for a while, right? Is it easy to wait for Christmas?
No.
It is not easy at all. So here at church, we call the weeks before Christmas, we call it Advent. And Advent's a lot of waiting. We gotta wait. Just like you guys have to wait for lots of things, we've been waiting. But every week of December, we've been lighting a candle to remind us what we've been waiting for. We've lit the candle to remind us to have hope and to remind it. And to remind us to be prepared for what is coming. We have a candle for Jesus' mother, Mary. And we have a candle for joy, because this is a joyous time, right? And then if you look in the middle here, we have a great big white candle, and that candle's been waiting. It's got an important role tonight. That candle's been waiting for Christmas, because that is called our Christ candle. And we light this candle to remind us what Christmas is really all about. So now when we light this candle, we know that it is time. It is what we've been waiting for. It's here, you guys. It's Christmas, right? It's so close. It's right here. So now I'm ready to tell you guys my story. Are you ready to hear it? This is the story of Christmas. And if you look over here, again behind Isaac, we start our story with an angel and with a girl named Mary. And Mary lived a really, really long time ago in a place called Nazareth. And in this place called Nazareth, Mary was just a normal girl. She probably helped with chores during the day. She had her parents and her family. They probably had some celebrations. She didn't live in a big fancy house or wear expensive fancy clothing. But she was chosen for a very special purpose. The angel came to her. The angel Gabriel came down and said, Mary, you have found favor with God, and you get to be a mother to God's son. What do you think Mary felt about this? What do you think she felt like? Confused? Yeah, that's exactly what she said. She said, wait, how can this be? And the angel said, well, how else did you feel? Mind was blown, exactly. Her mind was blown. But the angel said, no, really. God has chosen you. He has seen who you are. He knows your heart is good. And he has chosen you to be the mother of his son here on earth. Well, so Mary was pretty excited about this, but also probably pretty scared, pretty nervous. The angel also came to Joseph. Joseph was to be Mary's husband. And the angel came to Joseph in a dream. And she told Joseph, Mary is going to have God's baby. And she asked Joseph to take care of Mary and her baby here on earth. To be his mom. That was a pretty daunting task for Joseph, huh? To have to be God's baby's dad. That would be hard to do, wouldn't it? But Joseph said, yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take it up. We will do this. Well, so then comes Emperor Augustus. Emperor Augustus was the ruler over everyone. And he decided he wanted to count every single person. And he said, all of you must come back to the cities where you were born to be counted. Joseph came from a town called Bethlehem, the city of David. And because he was going to marry Mary, they got to travel all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem for the census. Mary was worried, the baby was coming soon, but they headed off on their journey. So we are going to head off on a journey of our own to find other parts of the story. And as we start our first journey, we're going to sing, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. So follow me, guys.
Thank you.
That was quite the journey. You guys tired?
Phew. Not yet, Mom. Okay.
Well, I bet when Mary and Joseph journeyed to Bethlehem, they were tired. It was a long journey, and when they got there, so many people had come to Bethlehem to be counted that all of the rooms were all being used. Kind of like they got to some hotels and they said, nope, no vacancies. And Mary and Joseph were worried, what are we going to do? Mary knew the baby was coming very, very soon. Well, luckily they found a kind innkeeper who said, you know what? I don't have an extra room for you, but I do have my stable. Now, who usually stays in the stable? Animals do, right? Animal, but they said, so the animals are there, but there's some hay, you can make a bed, you can give you some blankets, you can be comfortable. You'll be safe, and you'll be warm, and you'll have a place to sleep. So Mary and Joseph took them up on their offer and went to the stable. And that night, while they were in the stable, that's what happened. Jesus was born, the baby was born. So Jesus was born, and Mary wrapped him in some cloths, and she laid him right here in the manger, which is where the animals usually eat from. So there was some nice hay in there for him to be comfy, and she laid him there. So over here on our, with our Mary and our angel, I have a donkey, because there are lots of animals in the stable, and I have the baby Jesus to remind us what happened that night. So we're going to put these over here next to Mary and the angel as we prepare for our night. So also that night, a star appeared in the sky, a very special star to tell the whole world that something truly amazing had happened that night in Bethlehem. And the star shone for all to see. The star brought some visitors to the stable too, because they knew that star must mean something special. So we are going to go find the first set of visitors while everybody else sings Away in a Manger. Sound good?
Oh,
shepherds came down. He's over here now with Mary and the angel and the baby. And they were awed at what they saw. They knew this baby was very, very special. And they went and told everybody else they knew all about that baby. The star also brought some visitors from very, very far away. These visitors, they had studied the stars. They knew something was significant happening because they saw that star in the sky. And they decided, also, we've got to follow that star and find this baby. We want to go see him. Do you think if you saw a special star in the sky at night, you'd want to follow it? Yeah, I think I would too. Would you be curious where it goes? Yeah. So we're going to follow our star one more time to go find our other visitors before we come back up here. And while we head on our last journey, we're going to sing Joy to the World. up here. We are going to sing a song real quick. As our kids come forward and Isaac and Larissa prepare a special song, I want to invite you to open your hearts to God's love and the way in which we might be able to share that love through this time together. We will have ushers come forward and you can share your offering to this church, and through this church you will be spreading God's love. Anything you give is greatly appreciated, and just being here is greatly appreciated as well. We extend our love to you, and we are grateful that we can worship you. Hear these words from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. It was the first registration to be taken. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house of and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child,
and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David the Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that had taken place, which the Lord had made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Think back on these words and the ways in which people responded. There was a lot of fear. There was a lot of amazement. There was praise. There were even people like the shepherds who typically just talked to sheep, and they went out and told people what was exciting and what was amazing about this night, this news from the angels. And in all of it, there was awe. It's such a small thing, it seems, but even as we call our children forward to know this story, it is in the smallness of a babe that we experience awe again, that we experience what is possible again in our lives and for all. And so in this next moment, we will have an opportunity to make that awe come to light. Jesus is called by many names, and one of the names is the light of the world. And so in our time of singing Silent Night, we get to celebrate bringing this light into the world anew, with each of us, with our small ones, and our tall ones, our young ones, and our old ones. You are a part of the awe that comes this night because you hold and you remember what happened on that first Christmas. For a few logistics, I want you to know that everyone is invited to hold a candle, and we are going to pass real fire. We are going to pass real fire to one another. And so if you have a lit candle, you hold your candle upright. If your candle is not lit, you get to light it with the upright candle, okay? There are lots of kiddos around, and they get to embrace the awe as much as all of us. And so I'm going to ask that we remain seated so that eyes at all levels can see this light together. The words of Silent Night will be on the screen. They're also in your bulletin. If you want to just hum, that's okay too. But we are all a part of this moment of bringing the awe, the amazement, this great news, even when we're scared, but especially when we're praising and pondering the works of God into our world.
Thank you.
And as you can, look into the eyes of the people that you came with. And the eyes of your neighbor that you might not know. It is through these eyes that we get to see the world and that we get to see Jesus anew. It is in each of us where God exists through love, compassion, mercy, and justice. And it is through these eyes that we not only see light, but we bring light into the world. I think as you looked into one another's eyes, you remembered that you were inspired or loved by or loved so deeply the one that you saw. And so look into the light that is before you and around you. Allow that light to be the symbol of God, the light of the world, the love of the world. I invite you to take this light into our world, bringing about its hope and joy and awe this night and all the days of the year. We wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and so many wishes and prayers of hope and possibility in the new year. As you exit, please blow out your candle before you move too fast and go with God this day and evermore. Amen.